With all the spin and sometimes dubious claims during an election campaign, questions continue to be raised about the integrity of politicians and members of the public service. Succumbing to pressure last year, the Coalition proposed a Commonwealth Integrity Commission, but critics are concerned it won't be permitted to hold public hearings, it won't take tips from the public, and will only investigate when evidence meets a high threshold. The anti-corruption body, Transparency International, is updating its wish list for a national integrity body that the new Parliament will decide, and it's worried it won't be properly resourced to fight corruption. Griffith University Professor AJ Brown, who's also on the Transparency International Board, spoke from Canberra with the senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Well, Peter, it's a very historic election in that we've now got both major parties committing to create a National Integrity Commission after this election. So it's a big step. But what is missing so far is agreement on strong powers dealing with things like political donations, with lobbying, with some of the really hard issues that will really earn public trust.
So much of the election campaign is focused around tax cuts and other handouts, but at the moment, should voters feel confident about the integrity of politicians, public servants and also independent agencies?
Clearly, there's been a rise in concern about undue influence at a federal government level, about corruption issues which are going unaddressed or potentially unaddressed. So it's actually crucial this election that integrity and accountability be right front and centre so that taxpayers know that all that money that we're talking about is actually being raised and spent responsibly and accountably.
You've been looking about how voters have been feeling, especially during the election campaign. Do you feel that they're trusting politicians or public servants to do the right thing?
Well, I think we know that trust, public trust in federal politics in particular, is at an all-time low, and we need to turn that around. Part of rebuilding that trust is the confidence that the institutions are in place to make sure that people are doing the right thing.
The big issue for you, of course, is the way that it's funded. And in the budget a few weeks ago, the Coalition promised $104 million over 4 years. Is that going to be enough to run a properly resourced national integrity body?
Well, the good news is that it's getting there. It's not enough, and it's especially not enough when you think about Australia's international anti-corruption responsibilities. But $42 million a year, which is what the Coalition's promise adds up to, is certainly starting to go in the right direction. And it's been belated but welcome news that the opposition is at least prepared to match that or better that.
The government's proposed model has already copped a lot of criticism. No public hearings, a high threshold to commence investigation, and an inability to take tips from the public. So do you worry that the government's model is pretty toothless?
Well, the model that the government put out for discussion, and we haven't seen where it's finally landed, was certainly too narrow in some very, very major respects. Clearly, the sorts of principles that are needed for a properly well-resourced commission, which includes the power to do public hearings when necessary right across the public sector, they're absolute minimum requirements for a body like that.
And that goes to the revolving door for politicians who at times retire and then quickly become lobbyists while they can still open doors in Canberra. So should there be a longer cooling off period?
There definitely should be. I mean, currently the cooling off period of 18 months is not actually enforced, but it's also not long enough to get the message across that when people take on ministerial office, they're doing so for the public interest and not in order to be looking at their next job after they finish up in public office.
That's Griffith University Professor AJ Brown, who's also a board member of Transparency International, speaking there with the ABC's Peter Ryan.